Earlier this month, the FBI announced it had arrested Jose Padilla, whom they accused of plotting to explode a so-called dirty bomb in the nation's capital. Security will be at an all-time high this 4th of July in Washington, D.C. Law enforcement officials say they're taking every precaution for what's traditionally the most crowded day on the Washington Mall. But local officials worry all the attention to security is keeping tourists away from Washington and making everybody else unnecessarily anxious. From member station WAMU, Lisa Nurnberger reports.
This 4th of July, police patrols will be increased throughout the entire city, and for the first time, surveillance cameras will be trained on the National Mall, where more than 500,000 people congregate each Independence Day for a Smithsonian exhibit, music, and a fireworks display. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Scott Feer says before entering the grassy stretch between the U.S. Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial, everyone will have to pass through a security checkpoint.
The National Park Service puts up miles of snow fencing every year. But to addition to that, we're going to have extra snow fencing with this perimeter. I can tell you pretty much the whole mall area will be encompassed by this snow fencing.
Getting to the mall will also be more difficult. For the first time, the Arlington Memorial Bridge, which ends at the Lincoln Memorial, will be closed. So will the Smithsonian Metro Station. The subway system's planning director, Jim Hughes, says that was at the direction of the U.S. Park Police.
Our station comes right up in the middle of that mall. In addition to that, there are a number of activities planned up and down the mall, some of them right up where our station comes from. And having crowds right at that incidence, we've determined that that creates a safety issue.
Metro has installed chemical detection sensors in two stations. Passengers will also be monitored on surveillance cameras. City police and FBI officials will watch all the cameras in the district that are tied together in a joint command and control center. But Washington's police chief, Charles Ramsey, says no one should read anything into these security precautions.
Obviously, there are security measures we're taking this year that weren't in place last year, but that's just as a precaution because of the huge crowds that we do expect. But we're not aware of any threats that have been directed toward the district.
At the Washington Monument, a couple dozen tourists are gathered under flags, whipping in the wind. If most tourists believe Chief Ramsey's reassurances, the mall may in a few days be transformed to include hundreds of thousands of people. Steve Marcus, who's from outside of Chicago, says he knows people who are staying home on the 4th, but he believes they're overcautious.
I guess I can understand how someone might be nervous about coming here, but I think our government does a pretty good job of protecting the areas and taking care of its people.
Marcus's take is not uncommon, according to the president of the Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation. Bill Hanbury says hotel reservations indicate there may actually be a record attendance on the 4th this year.
There is a concern about security. There always will be. But I believe that the American public has made a decision that they are not going to allow their lives to be affected by that. And patriotism is in style. And we happen to be the stewards of all those symbols and institutions.
But Washington, D.C.'s representative in Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, says she believes the emphasis on security is scaring tourists away. She says what really angered her was the Capitol Police Force's announcement a few days ago that it had purchased about 25,000 escape hoods. Lawmakers, their staff, and tourists would wear the hoods in the event of a biological, chemical, or nuclear attack on the Capitol building.
The announcement of the hoods just days before 4th of July was awful. Bad mistake. Because now people will link that up to some notion that something may happen on the 4th of July.
Even some officials in the tourism industry say they were disturbed by the implication the purchase sent. But the Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation says its visitors' data indicates that, right now at least, people are not being scared away in large numbers. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.